It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 865.
Happy weekend, banter. GB97. Welcome to the building.
What's happening?
What's happening, guys?
What's going on?
GB, what's happening and going on in your world?
Oh, big week. Big week. We did the ring around show on Wednesday, which was great fun, me and Mace.
Mm-hmm.
Called a bunch of people. Yeah, that was heaps of fun.
It
was
any highlight?
I mean, everyone was great. Everyone was really good. I think Jem was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Pretty funny.
Mason had some good news for Pete regarding his suit. I don't know if you've seen this.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Is this about the vomit stains?
Yeah.
Yep. Gone.
Oh, that's good. Have you picked it up from the dry cleaner?
Yeah. We've got it.
Oh, great.
It's in its wrapping. It's all cleaned. Perfect. It's
great. Why aren't you wearing it?
Now?
I'm joking.
Actual pushback from Sevs.
Now?
Do I have to? Absolutely not.
But it was great. It felt like the biggest kind of producing sort of achievement that we've done, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a lot of organising people and calendar invites and that sort of thing.
Also doesn't come easy, does it? I mean, what time did you go to sleep on Tuesday? Yeah.
Big night, yeah. I was up editing the episode till 3.
Did you know that, guys?
Yeah. It's like hump day replay. The video is all over
again. It's getting later and later, just like the videos. And you know what? Like, because what we do when we release the episode, we schedule it on Simplecast, and you can put in a time to schedule it. Usually, I schedule the episode to be released at about 2:15.
Yeah.
So it was actually later release. But I could just put
press
it up
go
straight away.
Oh, that's good.
Just you press just go. Have to
publish right away.
Oh, that's
and what's the feeling climbing into bed at 3 a.m. after a... I mean, it's a successful edit. And so
you're wired.
What's that?
Like,
yeah.
Still wired. I'm always... I have to force myself not to go to bed and like listen to a podcast.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah.
Why don't you just force yourself to go to bed and then just wait until you fall asleep?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I have to force myself not to go to bed and listen to a podcast to fall asleep.
Ah, okay. But you're still going to bed.
Sure.
The way that it sounded like is like, I've got to force myself to listen to a podcast before I go to bed. Why?
No. No, I lie in bed and I'm tempted to put on a podcast. Sure. And I'm like, no, you've had headphones in for like 6 hours straight.
Okay.
Yeah. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, are you listening to stuff normally?
Earwax buildup.
Like when you go to bed, because as you would know, audio books, all that sort of thing, I'm always listening.
Yeah, no, probably not every night, but a few nights a week I like to listen to something before I fall asleep.
Headphones?
The thing
or
is,
no
like, I've still got the wired headphones. Like,
okay.
So, it just gets tangled.
Yeah,
you just wake up with just choking. Headphones in the bed. Yeah, it's not good.
Got a little saying and where it comes from. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, great. Yes.
Waking up on the wrong side of the bed. Ever used it?
Yep.
What do you think it means to wake up on the wrong side of the bed?
Like not being in a good mood or not being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my guess.
So, meaning waking up in a bad mood. So, you hit the nail on the head there. The history, though, the left side of the body or anything having to do with the left was often associated with something sinister. Did Donald Trump write this? To ward off evil, innkeepers made sure the left side of the bed was pushed against a wall so guests had no other option but to go up on the right side of the bed.
Interesting.
That's, I mean, superstition.
That's what my bed... That's what the bed is at the moment.
So
you've got it up against... Really? Are you against the wall?
You got the right side of the bed up against the wall.
No, I've... It depends what way. If you're lying down,
look at the bed from the base of it. Look at the bed from the base of it.
Yeah. When you're looking, but when you're lying on it, the left side is.
Nah, mate. It's about looking at the bed, the left side of the bed.
Camera left.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the left side of
the bed. George.
Yeah, I mean, well, I would say that I sleep on the right side of the bed, but if you're looking at it, it's the left.
Oh God, that's complicated.
Yeah. It was a bit annoying. We had Screenplay Sunday that we recorded, and I'm in a conundrum because I don't think it was a very good episode.
Yeah.
What? Hang on. Jess isn't here to defend her script writing.
Well, no, I feel like you were cock-blocking me. I felt though, so you were. TJ. Who's, no, so what I was thinking, yeah, what I was thinking, well, because you'd already flagged with me. You said, not really feeling that great. Not, you know, I'll do everything. And I said to you at the time, I'm like, do you want to not do Screenplay Sunday? And you're like, nah, no, I'll still do everything. And then when you came on Screenplay Sunday, you're like, come on, everyone, let's fucking hurry up, let's go. And then we're fucking making jokes and you're like fucking telling us off about it. I don't know. I just feel like
no, it was a good timing vibe. Thing. We were on a Zoom call playing games and went over an hour because we're all fucking around.
But I was just Screenplay Sunday, the spirit of it is it's meant to be fun. And I didn't feel like I had fun.
Really? Okay. See, I actually came out of that thinking the opposite. I quite enjoyed the episode.
Really? Because I'm literally trying to work out whether I bin it and GB and I do something else. Yeah.
I don't think it was bad. I don't think so.
I mean, says if yeah, GB, what do you think?
Oh, no, I understand. I get it. I get that we're going to – the standard is going to be higher than – the one that we just did.
So what? Josh has blamed it all on me. So how do you?
I think that there's an element of from an energy perspective. What I have identified.
I thought I brought a nice Lynn Jansen voice.
Well, yeah. Well, I think the thing
like Josh's Lynn.
That's how I went with. I channeled Lynn. Yeah.
No, I think that there's part of it. I think like it's because we trigger each other, and so the thing is, if you're not feeling good.
Me saying the time, I'm literally going, we could literally do another half an hour of.
But the thing is, so this is like if you have a mate coming over, and every few seconds they're like, ah, like what's the how much longer? It's like fuck off.
I 100% don't agree with you, and a time that's is
exactly
something.
What someone like you would say though.
but a time when it comes to time, it's you're literally just looking at a time saying. Are we going to get this show on the road? Mm. You're one person who is liking to say we need the time. Let's set the routine of starting the show at this, and it's like let's just do that.
I feel like it should.
That's your choice, though.
But I think it could have been fun. Mason,
look at his little
face. What did you think? Did you sense it?
I did, but I think I just put it to the side, and I just thought like. I understand.
But you don't have to worry about hosting it, right? So when you're hosting something, if you were hosting a party and then you had one fucker that's just like, oh, geez, the spring rolls are a bit fucking, the spring rolls are a bit cold, aren't they? Or it's like, oh, how much longer have we got? Come on, get it on the road. Or like, you know, you go to make a joke. It's like, oh, people aren't going to understand it. It's like, I'm the type of guy to host a party and blow up at a guest and say, fuck off.
Of course, that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. No, I want to get it off because I don't want that to be the standard. I don't want this to be the standard. So we can put it out. We can put the episode out. Mm-hmm. But there's complete reform in the way that we're doing the show. Which
I don't think it was bad at all. I've been kicked off the show. That's what's happened here, guys.
Yeah, you've been kicked off. Why should people listen to the episode? What did you like? Because obviously I'm not objective here.
I think Grace's script, Jess's script was, I think it was great, to be honest. Like writing it for the first time, I mean, a script that I would write would be much worse than that. So I think that was fun. And it was using the same characters. And so we've got different people taking up the different characters and... I mean, I guess Dale, the main sort of character from the last episode, is coming through today as well, and the accent is continuing in a way, and it's not good.
Sure. It's not good.
It's not good.
Promo. That was a great promo.
Yeah. But yeah, go listen to hear.
We're not sure what's out yet.
Yeah, no, it's actually it would just be GB and I reading a script one for one. So what we're going to do going forward, GB and I are going to be the hosts. So I think that part of the conundrum is that if you're a guest, it wouldn't be if TJ was a guest, it's not an issue. But because you're on the Daily Talk Show as a host, you have an extra level of weight to you when you're on a show, right? And so when you're on a show and when you're doing that, like whatever you bring,
couple of heavy hitters over here.
Exactly. And so the thing is, you're bringing like that. What we need to make clear is it's like, these are the hosts. This is what we're doing. We're we're having fun with it. What it reminded me of, and this is Noah, this is me being triggered, but it reminded me of.
It is or is
some,
it?
Is. It's like being in school and then you've set up some sort of improvisational lunchtime activity. And one dude has shown up because, like, he likes a girl or whatever that's in the group, and he's just fucking like, oh, I don't like. How much longer is this going to be? It's like, it's optional, and so I want to make sure.
You are the most triggered dude I've ever met. It was the time reference at the start that we've just gone over. Like, we set a time to record something. I'm just thinking, fuck, if we're busy, if we're not locked down, and we've got shit to do. Time's important, but if it's not important, then that's okay. Then I've got it completely wrong. I may have got it completely wrong that the time wasn't an important part of the show.
I think there's a time that maybe it's also the energy. So, for instance, you could say, this is fucking great. Let's actually start recording. So, there's a reframe where it's like, because you've done that a bunch of times before. Fuck, let's not blow our loads. This is awesome. Let's get going.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you sense... The thing is that I'm sensing what you're putting out, and this is the thing. Like I can say, like I've but got the self-awareness to say that I'm triggered right now. But there's also the other element, which is like you're triggered too, which is why you're saying what you're saying.
Okay, sure.
As far as like putting it out goes, though, like yeah, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Josh, and I get that we're in two minds here. It's like, do we put it out because it wasn't a bad. It was. I had fun,
and so this was the thing.
It wasn't bad. There could have been. I mean, are we just doing the show planning that should be done for it right now on the show?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. So we, GB and I, are like, okay, let's. You can see when you allow or whatever, or say like, let's be a little bit open. You can see if you're open with format or you open these things, other like you will just be dragged in a million different directions.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's definitely... Like, I think this is the thing. If you're in it... So, Sevs, it's good... It's fun for you because you're like... You've got a character and you're having fun with it. Mm. But if we think about it, the care factor of... not even Gronk. Like, I think Gronks and all that sort of thing. But if we're wanting to create something where it's like you learn something about script writing or you feel... Like, I don't know if it just had that extra thing that we had with episode one where... You've got Ryan there from an industry perspective saying, oh, giving it some level of authority or perspective.
Mm. Is it a once every 2 week podcast and you drop today and come back strong next week?
No. I think we put out the shit ep 2 and we just like, then we can laugh at, GB and I can laugh at it in a year's time.
Well, where
we're
it's like, look creative how process, right? It's like you're putting out something that maybe you're not too happy with, but just get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then,
I mean, and this is the other thing.
What if the first 5 episodes are like high class, just like amazing?
Mm-hmm.
And then we did yesterday.
Exactly. So
then, then it's like, I don't know.
No, I get it.
Then it really looks bad. Then it looks like, geez, these guys have dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. But step 2.
So we're just putting our shit out.
Drop the ball early. Yeah.
Exactly. But this is the thing. I understand that when you are leading a team or you're in sort of a position where people are listening, how do you communicate dissatisfaction? So for instance, like I'm just a creative
on a podcast,
person.
On a podcast.
Well, I mean, I think it's good. No, so I said to GB, I'm like, if we're putting it out, I think we just talk, like that's what's so good about the Daily Talk Show. It's like, let's, you can put it out there and be like fucking wincing and tensing your ass.
I love telling everyone when I'm not happy with my work.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing to do.
But that's every week, George.
You know what I've discovered I've got work dysmorphia.
What does that mean?
No, this is good. I like this.
Come on. Every time I'm not happy with something, it gets some pretty good feedback.
Well, I can tell you episode 2, you're fucking spot on. Like, you and I are aligned with this.
And I'll re-listen to it. Yeah, I know, but okay. I'll re-listen to it and be like, oh, it's actually not too bad. And then if I'm super happy with something, it's just gets nothing. Just crickets.
Yeah.
And so I just learned to not trust myself
the
ever.
The advice, Josh, that you and I have given many times to other creators is the way you felt about it isn't necessarily how it's transpired through the ears.
And that's and that's what I was saying to GB. So the thing is, though, it's like, okay, what is the promise? What are we wanting to get out of it? Because I don't think that we're like necessarily a team that is obsessed with perfectionism. Like, we understand the iterative process and you're going to show
George
up every single
day. George
is an
ex-junkie that hangs out with a couple of blokes who are willing to put out crap. And yeah. George, you're closer to that person who's in pain because you want to make it perfect every week. You are that guy.
I mean, yeah, like I don't know. Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying I'm triggered by it. I think that the thing, and the thing is, TJ, it's not you. It's
it's the classic, it's me. It's not you, it's me.
Yeah, yeah. No, no, it is the, it's the, why would you, like you, like the table read stuff, like it doesn't play to your strength. You're not even interested in it. And so why, no, but like why put, am I wrong?
The story is building out. I don't think it's about that. I think what you're saying is great. Structure it more. Have defined hosts. Come in strong. Make sure everyone knows their place, why they've been.
But do you think there is? Do you think there is an element though that when you're not feeling that or whatever, you're triggered, and so then you end up doing
not
all these things that can be destructive.
Not at all. I'm not trying to destruct it. Literally, what I just said, the structure, knowing where you're at. That's how someone who isn't into screenwriting or is, you know, into screen could be a part of that and have heaps of fun. That's all it is. It's because you know what you're there for. You know you got your character. This is fun. It's like you're back in school in a drama circle. It's got nothing to do with...
And so what was it missing for you then?
Nothing. Nothing. So starting at 10:30.
Well, I mean, so the thing is though that at the end of it, you sort of deconstructed it.
What did I say?
And said, like, you just did well, but I think this, and this, and sort of went
but
through
But hang on,
it.
That was in a moment where you were asking everyone for feedback.
Mm-hmm. And so there was, and so what
wasn't
was the feedback?
Wasn't that a point I thought Jess did a great job. I thought the script was great, dialogue heavy.
I think the thing
location.
Is, what I'm feeling, and it's completely personal, it's George, I've tried, like, Screenplay Sunday, and it, like, I know you can laugh, but I'm upset about it. Screenplay Sunday was meant to be a thing that I could do and have a lot of fun with, and I feel that you took away from that little bit of enjoyment that I could have outside of what we do with the show.
Well,
that's
there's
how I
no
feel.
Arguing with feelings. Mm-hmm. Feelings are what you're experiencing. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry you felt like that, mate.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
That sounded really insincere.
Insincere. Well, yeah, because you didn't say, I'm sorry. You said, I'm sorry, you felt like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But does that make sense? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. But hang on. There's also the, here's the fucked up bit about doing creative shit. You learn from every week, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, it takes this to realize that, yes, the hosts need to be very specific. Yes, there has to be the structure. Yes, you, like all these things come out of this pain that you're experiencing. And so that's a part of the process. Mm-hmm. Like whether I've been an antagonist to that, you know, story of you finding that landing on that thought or acting on it.
GB, but do you think I'm being unfair? Being completely honest.
No, I think it's what I'm proud of is the fact that you've brought this up, you know, and rather than trying to stick through it for the next 4 weeks, having that in your gut. And yeah, no, I think
so. What's the reframing then? So the negative part about it is it's funneled through the TJ thing, right? So it's like, but it's not TJ. And so that's what you're identifying, Tommy, is it's like in this moment, I'm like, I'm frustrated with the product. I'm frustrated what I did or how it went. And I'm using that fuck up and I'm unnecessarily or unfairly applying it to you based on that was a thing that so when I think that I wasn't on my game and I was thinking why I wasn't on my game, it was because I was thinking about the time thing and I'm like trying to read the room. But when I'm reading the room, I'm essentially applying my anxieties onto these different things.
Mm.
What do you think, Mace? You're smiling. What's your take?
Oh, no, just reading the room in a table read.
What, have you come up with the title? Is that what you...
No. But I think that is a good time. We can do that if you feel like it.
Episode 2, the shit episode. Or something like that.
No, I mean, yeah, I understand it. And I think there's probably like, there's probably a few things. I mean, I don't know the structure in terms of how much fumbling you want around, who's just, like, who's, how prepared we're coming to it in terms of which characters we're going to do and,
oh, that was my feedback.
Accents and all that sort of stuff. Like, I think that could be workshopped. But yeah, I understand. Like, it's...
So, Josh, it's, are you upset like what, with the product that was created or the feeling you had during it or
Good
or
question,
both?
George.
Coach yeah, I George. Think that it's... So, I think that when I think about the product for something like this, so much of it is tone. So, for instance, with the Daily Talk Show, using this as an example... Like, I enter into this being like, oh, it doesn't have to be fun. Like, so this, I feel like, is a great show because I'm being honest and people might be able to get something out of it. And so, but I feel like with Screenplay Sunday, there's a specific style or there's a certain thing that you want to create. And so, the tone in the room, the fun, the energy feels like it translates to the product. And so, I think potentially, because I feel that the energy created is so much a part of the product, I'm hyper sensitive and hyper aware of what it is, you know. And so I think that I'm projecting because I didn't prepare enough. So I think that with doing all the other stuff that we do in a week,
you did really like well. Your read was great. Like your bit, I was like, fuck, he sounds like he's not even reading.
Thank you, I appreciate it. But in the overarching planning of it, I did like I left it to sort of GB and I was just a bit sort of sloppy with
I was sloppy
when are we doing this thing or when like and so I was an amateur player when it comes to what it how we put it together. And so then because that's probably why I'm frustrated because I was an amateur in how we put it together and then it's turned out into an amateur thing. I'm like, fucking of course. And so now what I'm trying to do is I'm potentially overcorrecting where it's like grabbing a hold of the steering wheel and being like, hang on, like we need to get
I've been booted out the side door. I'm currently rolling.
George is like, anyone come on the bus? The like who wants seat. To come?
You fucking left it last minute. Do you bring the snacks, you fucking idiot? Yeah. Sebs, what are you smiling about?
He's smiling a lot. It's fucking annoying. No,
I agree. I've been let go by the network. But I think you're spot on, Josh. That show needs real structure and you're the man to fucking drive that car with no other...
Into a wall.
That could be the end of the show. Last episode.
Final ep. But GB, I think that you are into it. Like the other thing with GB, which is great, is it's just like this floats your boat. You fucking downloaded... You know, apps to do the scripts. You're into it, and I think that that's you can't create or fake or try and manufacture interest factor when it comes to this sort of thing.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, you're right. Like structure, we need to figure out what we want to actually get out of it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that looks like? So when you say like getting out of it, what's that?
Like it's all well and good to like for today's show, for instance, like it was a fun show for us.
Beg your pardon. I'm about to have a meltdown over here.
I mean, it was just.
But I'm about to burst into tears about Screenplay Sunday. It's episode 800 all over again.
I'd love to get 10 eps in or 20 eps in and have like a sick story somehow that's like given us an idea that we can eventually turn into a film or learn something from these great screenwriters, as well as it being a comedy show. I think it's probably a comedy show, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. What section is it in on the podcast?
Arts and Definer, I think.
Performing arts. Definitely film arts, and TV. Arts.
Maybe it's not a comedy show. I don't know.
I think it's in comedy. It's like the third category is comedy. But it's like
GB, the having a serious... like it's easy. The comedy bit's the easiest bit to sort of have a funny, like laughing about a script. But imagine you writing a deep, you know, my cat, Josh's cat, is a part of it and dies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
that's sad.
Good time. And so the Yeah, I do wonder. And so, GB, the thing is, how do we then create, how do you not fall into this mode of having to be better every single week? Like every following week it needs to be better. But also, how do we create structure so that the story actually flows through and makes sense?
Yeah.
I've got an idea.
Yeah, go on.
Well, right, we'll let you today and then you're off the board.
Yeah. Look, this is my last.
I mean, unless we...
This is your exit interview.
So yeah, look, I can tell you, I could give you guys some real clear information that will get you on the right path.
Okay, great.
George?
We could look up, like, the... If
George
we
doesn't
want to
hear it, Tommy.
No, I'm reading the room. I've read the room. I'm shutting up.
Oh, good. Coach Ebert.
I mean, I don't know. We could write, starting from now, a feature film, and each person writes first 10 minutes, next 10 minutes, next 10 minutes.
And so we're going, so we go on, Sebs.
There needs, I think the structure almost needs to come from
the top well,
actually,
down.
I mean, the top 10. No, I think what George is saying, like having it flow through is a way of creating that structure. And so then it just becomes just like who's doing what bit. And so, and then also setting like a benchmark around like, is there going to be a tip at the end or some sort of thing that people are going to get out of listening to the show that they can, you know, take away and implement if they want.
That's a good idea.
I think it's stepping aside from that, George, is it an easy task for the next person to link it through? Or is it requiring one person like George to navigate the script?
I'm pretty shocking writer. But
what about Josh? You write the whole screenplay every week.
I could. You're right. I could do this whole thing.
There it is.
That's what you're waiting for.
George, I don't need you.
Okay.
Oh my God, can you please do an episode of Screenplay Sunday with just Josh and you're playing every character? Yeah. It'll take
so
a bit of editing.
Maybe I'll do, maybe if you're listening, it's just it. Me, so we went with that.
Well, Josh, you and I could just write the whole thing. I mean, I'm
including
myself here.
Yeah, that's great.
What if we do week to week? Okay. And each
I'm feeling really comfortable about this. This is good.
We get some ideas from the guests, and maybe they can say next week I want you to include an old bald man that's walking down the jetty or something like that.
Okay,
love that.
And I think it is like because then it becomes a responsibility thing, and so everyone's made commitments into you two have made commitments. Like it's not. It's not something that just gets left to the end. It's you know, something.
Now, are there any hurt feelings? Is anyone feeling hurt? Do you think that is Jess going to feel hurt about her script? Everyone did well. Jess was great on the script. Grace did a great job on the big print. I think like the one that like Jess fucking up the dialogue bit was difficult, but you know like the names like switching the names out, but those things happen.
Command F, search and replace all.
Yeah. Have a listen.
I'm surprised she actually changed them by hand. That was.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of effort that's gone in. And the thing is, like, when else are you going to ever, like, write a script like that? No?
Yeah,
so it's great.
I think, I think that you guys writing it, you really can discuss the characters together. That's where the person that's writing it just gets thrown at. They're like, I don't know anything about these people.
Okay.
Whereas you guys are invested.
You're spot on. So, GB, it means that we need to even do a bit of a run through at the start when we're like, oh, hey, it's Josh and GB, the writers, and then we can go through like maybe potentially like some character information around like the accent thing or...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Accents. I like this.
Okay. Just a bit more clear.
Mm-hmm. Have a think.
That'd be good.
I don't know if I feel better or... You think I handled myself okay?
Absolutely not, but that's
how it happens.
That's how it works.
I feel like DJ Precious. This is just every project. Just
blowing up.
Well, there's nothing wrong with crying, but it almost happened.
And yeah, I did get emotional.
Look, it'll get more downloads than the Ryan Shelton one, I betcha.
Because everyone's like, how shit is this?
Now it's got a bit
how
of
how shit
of
can
promo.
It be?
It wasn't shit. Jess, you did a great job.
No, Jess did a great job. Just you. You ruined it for the whole thing. It was fucking great. But if you didn't mention the time at the start, I would have been on my game.
If I actually didn't mention the time, would that...
I think it would have been, it would have brought a different... Nah, I felt everyone was on edge. Everyone was on edge. Grace couldn't say news agency because she was worried about the time. It was a problem.
Sebs, were you worried about the time?
Nah, I wasn't worried.
Of course
about
he wasn't. He's fucking tone deaf to the room. He doesn't get it. I was reading the room. I have to because he won't. I have to read it for everyone. George doesn't know what's up. Fuck. My God. All right.
Yeah.
We're all good. All friends?
Yeah, we're all good.
All friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I've been kicked off. I actually, am I ever allowed back on the show?
Yeah, I think I'll, yeah, yeah, I think.
Can I come on for a cameo, but I play a real piece of shit that's worried about the time?
Yeah, I think there'll definitely, there'll be a lot of clock references.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just written in, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I come back on as a clock. I just literally, yes. Today
You can only be props. physical objects.
I'm the prop cupboard.
Yeah. Okay. What else is happening, Mace? How are you going?
Well, I mean, I've got a little situation.
Sorry, guys. I'm not going to be timing is an issue with this show. Right now.
How long have we been going for? No, it's all right.
Nah, we're all right. We've got a little bit. I've got a little issue and situation going on with my feet.
Okay.
Every time coming into summer, athlete's foot comes.
Hang on.
And so
you've got athlete's foot.
Tinea?
I've got athlete's foot.
Yeah, who else has it? Like,
oh, I just thought you were naming the store.
Oh. No. I get what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
No, athlete's foot, mm-hmm. Tinea. Yeah, and so I've got that. But how's this? I've also got a whole toenail foot fungus. So it's my left toenail. The whole big toe is now like it's all like bumpy and white, and it's just I cut my toes yesterday and I cut off the remaining bit that was all good, and the rest of it that's grown out is
you cut your toenails. You didn't cut your toes.
You cut my toenails. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I cut the bit of the toenail that was normal, so now I've just left the whole toe with the foot fungus on it, and so it's like underneath the nail, and so it's like all.
Where do you reckon it's come from?
Your socks.
Know.
Your sweaty
it's
socks.
But it's been
training.
But it's been there for months. Fucking,
it's his indoor plants.
It's been there for. Why would it be the plants?
I don't know. I'm just looking around your room.
It's under my toenail.
I just like, well, where are you getting like...
Sevs, just looking at... I mean, I don't usually go to the 10 health remedies. Like, they seem a bit woo-woo. Chuck some tea tree oil on it.
Hang on.
Tea tree's not helping your infection. But one of them is...
It's not. Look, I've actually got tea tree oil right here, and it's meant to help with nail fungus and athlete's foot, but it's not doing much.
Yeah, yeah, my point is you need some serious drugs for that foot. But it says change your diet. The link between diet and health is clear. The healthier the foods you eat, the better chance. Is there anything... Maybe you do have a good diet. I'm just trying
it's
to work
the
out...
the best diet in the room.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be a pain if it was all diet-related? And
maybe too much... Maybe not enough sort of solids.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of smoothies.
What's that? Causes a foot infection.
You know, there's a.
I mean,
there's like
smell good.
A nail vant, like a paint
what
on
good?
F- nail in
the toe
in fungus, fungus infection treatment. Like, are you not having a clinical, like an actual from the chemist grade solution for this?
I need to. Yeah, I've left it too long.
Did you have
okay,
this
mate,
before
you're not
Grace
die.
Arrived?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And he hasn't taken his socks off since.
And so it's just been, so now that you've got a girlfriend, things have changed and you're now addressing the issue.
Yeah, like I just need to sort it out.
How soon, sort of after you were dating, did it come up?
It was probably pretty recent because we went to the chemist and got this.
Is that a health version?
And so you're holding up like a spray bottle
like
or something?
Yeah.
Is that a natural remedy?
Natural.
Just piss on your feet.
Piss on your feet. That's what I was going
to
say.
Dude. That's I went to...
That
I had
gives
the,
me athlete's foot.
No, it doesn't.
You know the biggest rort?
Nah, I will.
I'll give you some piss.
Natural remedy nose spray for clearing your sinuses does not work. They've put salt water in a fucking bottle and selling it for $9.95.
It's like magnesium spray.
just go and buy some toxic, you know, real heavy duty bleach. Shit, Sevs. Just get that foot, soak them.
And so, Sevs, foot, I mean, when was it? Like, yeah, go on.
I was just going to say, bad name for a store, Athlete's Foot.
Well, which came first?
Oh, great. Yeah.
Surely they named the store after the disease.
Surely.
Probably not.
Imagine calling your store Tinia.
Tinia. Sounds like actually a hipster cafe, doesn't it? Tinia. They do almond milk. Okay, yeah, you need to... So there wasn't sort of an intervention or Gray sitting down with you going, hey, I noticed that you pick your toenail and then you sniff your fingers. Maybe we should do something about that.
Nah, okay, it's just more because it's... Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just more because it's like, it's just not a good look. And especially going into summer, if I'm going to wear thongs, like wearing jandals and stuff, like you don't want that to.
So how long have you had it for? Months.
Months. But it's now it's just
multiple years.
The whole toe. Yeah. Well, see, I always have athlete's foot. That comes every year at this time.
Well, it's summer vibes. It's summer. You could do. I would love to see you do a post, just at the park, summer days, and just like your feet, just in the sun.
Yeah. Just kill off the.
So is it? In between your toes? The tinea? Is it like? And is it sort of like?
Nah, tinea is on the ball. It's on the balls of your feet, and it goes around like it goes in between your toes and on the actual toe itself.
Oh, I think I may have.
And
had
it's tinea. Sort of just.
Yeah, I've been having sort of on the bottom of my feet.
Skin
it's like,
ripping? Like you can just tear the skin off.
Yeah, it's almost like I've used Milky Foot.
But yeah, that's it.
I've got tinea exactly. too.
Oh, you boys.
Nah, I don't have. But it's not in between. It's just underneath.
It doesn't
underneath.
Have to be in
it's
between.
Just underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah,
just yeah, like a soft callus, but like it's just like it just
and you can
layers.
Tear it off.
I don't tear it. No. It's more sort of
but you can
granular. Oh. I don't think I have tinea retract.
Dude, go to the doctor. Sevs, go to the doctor, please.
What about me?
I'll go to the chemist.
Yeah, but don't buy the natural. Get something. You've tried natural. Try something
Get heavy
else.
Duty. Yeah.
All right, we'll go listen to Screenplay Sunday.
It's a riveting review. Acting. Josh, I mean, he put on a stellar Oscar-winning performance.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a great
episode.
Better.
I feel better. I'm glad we got that out.
That's good.
I told myself I wasn't going to bring it up. or if I was going to bring it up, I wasn't going to blame you. Look, we've all got work to do. All right. And that's why we have to finish the show. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.